Praying for Gas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's called the Pray at the Pump movement. One Rocky Twyman, whose first campaign was to get African Americans to become organ donors, has now decided to focus on the gas crisis by holding prayer vigils at gas stations. This week, he took his vigil to the next level, that being the Saudi Arabian Embassy in Washington. In particular, he's praying that the Saudis release at least 1.2 million barrels a day for the next 6 months until things settle down. Okay, so how would you go about praying for gas? Lord, you told us in your gospel that not even a sparrow falls from the sky without you knowing, which means you clearly know what gas goes for these days. And while we appreciate our daily bread, it turns out, and you must know this, that oil is just a lot more important now. Is this part of the covenant you made with your people, Lord? Did you lead us out of the wilderness and into the land of milk and honey, only to leave us stranded on the Pasadena Freeway? Yes, Lord, I understand that even the hairs on my head are numbered, but just now I need you to focus on the number of gallons in my tank. I guess that could work. Although, what if God is responding to our prayers and we just don't realize it? People have prayed for years for relief from the pace of modern life, for relief from the materialism, for a cleaner environment, for more leisure, for more time with the family. They prayed that the world would just go a little slower. Maybe God heard those prayers and concluded that nothing would slow down my people and keep them closer to home and away from the casinos like oil at $146 a barrel. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.